Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. Today's topic, the orbs are back. That's correct, the orbs are back. Yes, we're talking about those pesky orbs that we have been spotting off and on over the last couple of years. It's, to me at least, it seems like every time the COVID scamdemic cranks up, these things show up. You know, the more talk there is about lockdowns, wearing masks, getting the jab, all this, it seems to me as if we have company here to watch us. Either that or these things are somehow, at some dimensional level, they are our own stress being projected outwards and just metamorphizing, I guess you could say, appearing as these orbs. But it does seem more likely to me that these things are some type of entity, some type of whatever they are, from another dimension, from another planet, from another galaxy, wherever, here to watch us, because that's really all they're doing is watching. And then the question becomes, well, why are we seeing them? Obviously, they're advanced. Why wouldn't they just camouflage themselves? Well, clearly they want to be seen. Now, the first article comes to us from TMZ.com, and you can link to all these articles at the website UFOWarning.com. The first article titled, Swarm of Lights Dart Across the Sky in Chino Hills. And they're talking about Chino Hills, California, a town kind of on that, I guess, southwest edge of the LA metro area. It says, we have another UFO sighting on our hands, and this one sure seems legit, seeing how there's no explanation for what the heck all these lights in the sky are. Now, there's a refreshing intro right there. The author is able to start this article off without referring to conspiracy theories, drones, or intellectually challenged observers. He says, check out this wild video obtained by TMZ, which appears to show multiple giant probes in the heavens above Chino Hills, California, circling each other and moving in strange eccentric patterns with no legit light source coming from down below, per eyewitnesses anyway. Now, you can watch the video, and clearly, these things look a little bit like if you've seen one of those laser shows and the lasers shine up into the sky and the lights reflect off the clouds. Well, it's a little bit like that, but there's no light beams coming up, and these things are a bunch of different circle shapes, and not just circles, almost kind of like blobs in the sky, different sizes. So it's a little bit like that, but it's not that. It's not a ground-based laser display or anything like that. This seems to pretty clearly be coming from the sky downward. It goes on, it says, the witness says she thought there was a grand opening, but they couldn't trace any such event nearby. And as they mentioned on camera, there's no beam coming from down below. Seems the lights are really up there, generated by something in the clouds. The crazy part is, we're told that after about 30 to 40 minutes, these things completely disappeared without a trace. There doesn't seem to be any explanation that we could find for what we're seeing here. It's a mystery, of course. One answer could be this is a UFO or lots of them. More like, one might even call them a fleet, which is what one pilot recently says he saw as he was flying above civilization himself. And we'll get to that story in just a minute. It says sightings such as these are becoming more and more common, which is presumably why the Pentagon is dedicating an entire new wing to studying them. The truth is out there. I like the article, but I have to say this author has a little more faith in the Pentagon than I do. Now, I want to take a look here and see if I can get this video to come up, and you can actually hear the family as they talk about these lights. It's really fascinating to me to see these things as they're filmed in real time and to listen to the reaction that people have as they're watching these very, very bizarre light patterns in the sky or whatever they're looking at. And this isn't something that fits in with the normal day-to-day experience that most of us have. And for people that maybe this is their first time with a UFO experience, it can really be a mind bender. Now, we'll just wait for this video to start here, and you can listen in yourself and see what you think about the reaction these people are having as they watch this light display basically occur.
Some are staying still, some are moving.
What the fuck is this?
There's no beam going up to show that these are just lights. It's crazy. Anybody know what that is? It shows a lot of them.
Now, I would really recommend that you go to the website and take a look at that for yourself, because that is the video is only about a minute, but it is really wow. You just see these things. It's almost like a lava lamp in the sky. You know, if you ever remember, if you're a middle-aged person like myself or older, you can, as a kid, remember the lava lamps, and you know, they heat the lamp up, and these little blobs of lava goo go floating to the top of this lit lamp, and it's just mesmerizing. Well, that's what this reminds me of, is these blue blobs just moving around pretty rapidly, actually, in the sky above these people. And if that went on for 30 or 40 minutes, that must have just been a really amazing sighting for these folks. Now, I want to take a look at another one we have here, and this one here. And this one's talking about, the pilot over the South China Sea. Now, it says a pilot was flying over the South China Sea when he spotted the light formations through the clouds near Hong Kong. Three sets of white orbs like objects can be seen in the video shining through the clouds. The objects appear to be dipping in and out of the clouds as they fly in together in an erratic way. In the video, one person can be heard saying, "I don't know what that is. That is some weird blank." Some users on social media speculated the objects could be reflections of the cockpit glass or military flares. Believe me, these are not military flares. Similar footage was filmed by a woman on December 9th in Chino Hills. That's the one we just covered in California. Now, I'm going to see if I can get to the actual video here. What we have is here, we have some airplane pilots that were, like I said, en route. They were near Hong Kong, and they're looking out the cockpit window, and one of them has actually started filming these lights. They're in three rows. It's as if they're in formation. And then at first it looks like there's three lights in each row, and then it kind of blinks onto a fourth light. And I'll see if I can get these to come up here. And you can listen to the pilot's reaction to this and see what you think as far as, you know, how genuine this person. This person sounds like he's really seen something to me. Like, this sounds like the real thing. Let's see if we can get that to restart for us here real quick. It seems like just as you want it to go, it doesn't want to cooperate with us. We're going to give this one more shot here. Let's see if this time we can go ahead and get it to go through. Here we go. It's bringing it up. You know, it's amazing how sometimes technology just doesn't want to work when it's something like this that you want to share with people. The pilot's reaction to this is just so genuine to me. This is how people react.
I don't know what that is.
That is some weird shit.
Pretty much gets unintelligible after that, but you can hear their just the really the reaction there of the pilot. This isn't somebody who's making something up. This isn't somebody who's trying to get one over on people. This is a guy who's had a real experience with the UFO. He sees it. He sees it in real time, and that's just his reaction right there. Now, another article, it comes from Sydney. It says a pilot has captured video of the unidentified flying objects, and that's what we just listened to right there. Like I said, you can watch the video at the website, and it goes on. It says the pilot was flying over the South China Sea when he spotted the light formations through the clouds near Hong Kong. Three sets of lines, white orb-like objects, can be seen in the video shining through the clouds. The objects appear to be dipping in and out of the clouds as they fly together in an erratic way. It was kind of erratic, I thought, but only because the orbs on the end were kind of flashing in and out. These things were in formation, okay? You had three rows of four orbs. So, you know, what's that all about? I mean, they actually were in formation and flying in formation. In the video, one person can be heard saying, "I don't know what that is. That is some weird stuff." Some users on social media speculated the objects could be reflections from the cockpit glass or military flares. Well, there you go. People always want to speculate when they're scared. You know, just admit we don't know what it is. Similar footage was filmed by a woman December 9th from Chino Hills. Okay, now I want to go ahead and get past that. As far as those things being military flares, those were not military flares. If you can go on YouTube and you can, you know, watch videos of military flares. Nothing compared to what these things were. These things are orbs. They're suspended, you know, at about the same height as a jet airliner, which is, what, 30, 40,000 feet. And they're flying in formation. Now, there's one more article here that comes up. And it says, now this one says, UFOs filmed over Calipatria, California, yesterday. Now, this is from December 18th, 2021. Now, this town, Calipatria, I think that's how you say it, that is located down south of 29 Palms. Like I said, it's about a 2.5-hour drive from Chino Hills that we were just talking about. It goes on, it starts off, it says, strange UFO sighting filmed in the sky above Calipatria, a city in Imperial County, California, December 17th, 2021, and it's got a short video here, and it's got two pictures, two still pictures. These are your classic orbs. They're kind of a yellowish-orange color filmed right up there in the sky. Witnesses report says, I looked outside to my backyard, and I saw these two orbs glowing like sun, but pulsating. I knew it was a UFO, but still... doubled up until I zoomed the video, and I now, the writing on this is a little unclear, and I knew for sure. I yelled for my neighbor to come out, so I have a witness. I just didn't ask him for permission to use his name since it's late at night, and I didn't want to bother him. So this apparently is an eyewitness report that somebody's entered online. It says he was also convinced it's a UFO. When I first went out, I saw two of them hovering. Then Then they started moving south slowly until they disappeared. Then one appeared coming toward me, then started heading south, and it happened again. 3 total sightings, 2 on the first sighting, then just one of them. Twice I live in Southern California, 32 miles from the Mexican border and in between San Diego and Yuma, Arizona. These things looked as if they were going up and back looking for something, and for a split second, we both saw what appeared to be a beam of light come out of the sky with the UFOs out of sight. It was so fast and thin that we both didn't know what we were looking at this, as this concludes my sighting. That must have just been spectacular. You can see these two crazy things there. I don't know if we'll be able to hear anything or not. I'll see if I can get this to play over for us.
See, it's disappeared again because it turned that way, like the other ones. It's going south. The way they glow when I... It's coming this way. What? It's coming this way. It just appeared out of thin air. Wait till I show it to you in Zoom. You're gonna freak out. See, it turned again, huh? It was coming this way. It looked like they're searching for something.
And the reach was out. I was in El Centro. Reach was out. But... Time here now.
I hear an engine. It's disappearing again.
That, my friends, is some strange stuff right there, I have to tell you. It's almost a little creepy watching it. I mean, you can listen to that video without even watching it. I would highly recommend that you go to the website, ufowarning.com, and watch these videos. They're just short little videos, but I played them here so that you could hear the voices of the people that have experienced this stuff. And I just challenge anybody to listen to any one of those witnesses. And you clearly heard 3 different witnesses there as they're watching these things. And tell me that those people don't sound sincere, honest, and concerned. You're getting the real-time reaction of people seeing something that they can't explain what it is. Okay? They know it's not a drone. They know it's not flares. They know it's not a secret weapons program. They know it's way beyond that. And these things, you know, whatever they are, they're at a level that we're not at. She just talks about, or he rather just talks about this, like, light beam coming down out of this thing. And that's so familiar to the stories we hear about people being beamed up into these craft and whatever goes on. There is a real phenomenon happening here, and whatever these things are, they're not interacting with us in a positive way as far as I'm concerned, whatever they are, whether it's just some sort of mass psychosis or whether these are actual physical entities that are interacting with us somehow. Watching. But I would just challenge anybody that wants to dismiss this phenomena is non-existent. I would challenge them to watch those videos and listen to the reactions of those eyewitnesses as they film these things in real time. The only thing I'm picking up from those people's voices, other than a little bit of being frightened maybe, is sincerity. These aren't people trying to get the wool over on somebody's eyes, okay? That guy that's a pilot or the co-pilot at that commercial airliner, he doesn't really have anything to gain by faking a UFO sighting. The woman that sounded like she might have been a grandma, her grandson's taking the trash out, she doesn't have anything to gain by filming, by creating a fake UFO video. You can hear that. She's just like, wow, this is what happened. She's not getting paid to do this. Now, these folks here down in a couple hours south of her, a few days later, they're not trying to get famous doing this, okay? All these articles and stuff we're finding, this stuff is all on the down low. TMZ, I mean, that's as mainline media as this stuff gets. The motive of these people is almost like it's just them trying to relieve themselves of what happened to them. These encounters are shocking, okay? These people are reaching out to their fellow humankind to say, this is what happened to me. They're seeking a little relief from the shock of it. You can hear that shock in their voice. What are these things? They're full of questions. No one says, oh, look at that drone. Oh, look at that military flare. Oh, boy. No. At a gut level, when they're there by themselves in their own yard up in that dark sky and they see that thing, they don't know what they saw, but they know what they didn't see. They know what they didn't see. Anyway, some really interesting stuff. As I said, the orbs are back. And I just think it's great, though, that people are putting this online. And some of these experiences are starting to get traction. And I really like it when people are able to film these. They get a minute or two on there, and you can hear their reactions, their conversations with other people in real time. That adds so much richness to the experience, and that's almost like we're there with them in that moment. Just love this stuff. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.